Very quickly, then Arvit. Usually, we assume that when it comes to Shabbat and halachot of mukseh, there are things that are mukseh mechama gufam, things that are inherently mukseh, like stones, like wood, like dirt. Then there's kelim. Kelim, items, utensils, can be broken up into a number of different categories. Keli shemalachto leheter, something that has permissible use on Shabbat, and keli shemalachto leisur, something that has a prohibited use on Shabbat. Keli shemalachto leheter is a fork, a knife, things that you can use for regular daily use of eating food, that's mutar on Shabbat. A hammer is a keli shemalachto leisur. You break things open with it, that's prohibited. You build with it on Shabbat, that's prohibited. But let's say you want to break open your nuts with a hammer. That's called taking a keli shemalachto leisur, prohibited, using the tzorech gufo. Use it for a permitted purpose on Shabbat. But to take it, and or let's say you want that where the place where the hammer is, that's tzorech mekomo, you're allowed to move the hammer to sit or use the space that the hammer is occupying. Now, you're not allowed to do, on top of that, if it's mechama chisaron kis, if it's something that's super... Sure, Moshe. Something that's super expensive, such as a camera, a phone, something that you think is very valuable, even if it is, you want to move it, the Tzorech Mekomor, Tzorech Gufo, is prohibited on Shabbat, that's Mechama Chisaron Kis. You left your cell phone, your laptop, on top of something, and now that is going to become a problem of Basis, because you can't move it, the Tzorech Gufo, or Tzorech Mekomor. So on Shabbat, I had a wonderful case, where I needed to cut open a bag of salad, and I couldn't use my hands. It wasn't working. It was too tightly sealed. So my wife said, use a regular knife. And I said, no, I have a shechita knife. I have a shechita knife. It's super sharp. I just sharpened it, so it's perfect. So I can slice open. I sliced open the bag of salad, and it was perfect. That's called keli shemalachto leisur, letzorech gufo, for a permitted purpose, opening a bag of salad. Then I realized, wait a minute. Someone pointed out to me this morning, now, wait a minute. That's called mechama chisaron kis. A shechita knife has to be super expensive. You guys make sure to take good care of it. So, and we realized that my practice, I'm not a shochet, I'm just learning. I'm going to ruin my knife tonight. I'm not going to take good care of it. I'm going to slide it on the ground and ruin it and start sharpening it again. So that's not chisaron kis just yet. If I'm ready to do that with my knife, that's not chisaron kis. Plus, it was during Ganesh Mashon, maybe there's what to talk about. So it's important to know these things. Things that are mechamat gufam, etzim, avanim, and afar, dirt, stones, etc. And then kelim. Within kelim, heter, isur. And then within isur, there are permitted ways of using it, unless it is mechamar chisaron kis, and that's only if it really is mechamar chisaron kis. A shofar, for example, if you take good care of it, that's chisaron kis. If you don't care who touches your shofar, you let your kids play with it, that's not chisaron kis. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Rabbi Chananya. Amen.